Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
846 here on WMAL. We've been talking a lot about what's going on in Loudoun County schools, but Stacy Langton is with us on the program right now. She's a mom in Fairfax County who discovered some explicit books in her kid's school library. She was at the Fairfax School Board meeting last night. Stacy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So were these explicit books a topic of conversation at the school board meeting in Fairfax last night?
Yeah, they actually were. This isn't a topic that's going to go away, because the last thing I think the left wants right now is for us to keep talking about the pedophilia and the pornography that's in our children's school libraries. And this is not a local problem, even though the flashpoint right now is at my local school board meeting in Fairfax County. It's a national problem. And I wanted to let you guys know, the last 48 hours of my life have been the worst 48 hours of my life. My family and my children and myself and my husband are under continuous threat since Monday night. And I spent the better part of yesterday with federal law enforcement, and I spent the entire evening the night before with our local law enforcement because of the threats. And I think what's happening to my family now is that somebody, and I don't know where this is coming from, if it's coming from the left and, you know, this has to do with the election, or if this is coming from the left and the LGBTQ community and it has to do with the pornography, but they're trying to intimidate me and they're trying to silence me. And I think they intended to intimidate me to such a level that I wouldn't even attend the school board meeting last night. The timing of these threats was not coincidental, but I'm not going to be intimidated. I'm not going to let the left do that to me. I went to the meeting last night, and something very interesting happened at the meeting. You know, Merrick Garland spent all day testifying before Congress, and guess what happened at the meeting? We have our little protest out front like we always do, and we had a whole lot of feds show up. We had several unmarked federal government vehicles there watching us, and we had DHS in marked vehicles, and we had a helicopter overhead. The helicopter circled for about 30 minutes while our protest was going on, and they were shining their spotlight down on us. And, you know, we're talking about a group of 25 parents, and I would say the average age last night was about 60, you know, so we had some grandparents there. And this is the threat. We're the threat. This is what the government is so worried about, that they have to send out some extra staff and big guns to a school board meeting, and they've got to hire some thugs to start threatening my family and threatening my children. I mean, this is ridiculous. It was so over the top last night, and I'm not going to back down. I'm not going to stay silent. I'm not going to be threatened into some kind of submission. So I'm very stressed out, obviously, but yeah. You know, they're not going to win, and I'm not going to stop. And the FCPS Pride group that attended the meeting last night, which is run by Robert Rigby, we had to listen to several more of their speakers get up and talk about how the LGBTQ students need to be made to feel included, and how the right wingers are so mean and there's such hate coming from us. And this has never been about that. You know, from the day I spoke on September 23rd, this has never been about an attack on the LGBTQ community or making those kids feel unincluded. This is about pornography in our libraries and our children having access to it. It is about the grooming that is going on and the sexualizing that is going on of our children in the public school systems nationwide. And that's it. It's not about making somebody feel left out or feel small. It's that this crap needs to be taken out of the schools.
Wow.
Period.
Stacy, we're speaking with Stacy Langton, a Fairfax mom who, you know, you found explicit materials in your books in your children's school libraries. And it sounds like last night the bigger story is that the FBI and federal officials were actually surveilling you guys, following up on what apparently we're told by the chief cop in Washington, Merrick Garland, that this would not be happening to you. Can you just quickly detail for us what are some of the threats that you're actually receiving prior to last night's school board meeting?
Well, I can only say that the threats are highly specific and that they are local. So it means that whoever is making these threats has actually followed me with my children in my car, that they know where we live. And, you know, I really hope, I have a lot of confidence in our local law enforcement. I have a lot of confidence in the federal law enforcement. I do think that they will get to the bottom of it. They will figure out who it is, you know, and hopefully they will generate a warrant and make an arrest. But I don't know who put this person up to it. I think that would be a greater question, because I don't think it's an organic thing. And I don't think the timing of it is coincidental that it started up two nights before the school board meeting. And it also started up immediately the day after we held our protest at the DOJ last Sunday. We had our little protest, you know, Sunday at 3 p.m. in front of the DOJ. And then this kind of harassment starts immediately the next day. So there's something going on, and this kind of intimidation shouldn't be happening. But, you know, this is what was in Merrick Garland's letter, right? The final paragraph of his letter has a tip line, and it says, if you know of any parents who are planning on going to a school board meeting and doing something, you know, bad, call this number. So it made me wonder last night, did somebody call that tip line that was in Merrick Garland's letter? Is it already active? Has anybody dialed the number? Because why is it we had all the feds there last night and all this undercover presence and the DHS vehicles?
Yeah, well,
it was a little over the top.
And especially when the Attorney General himself said, no, the FBI is not going to be just going out to these school board meetings. But clearly, if it wasn't the FBI there, there were some federal law enforcement agents. Stacey, listen, unfortunately, we are out of time, but I know we're going to continue following your story here on WMAL. Please keep up your fight. Keep up the activism. Be safe. And we look forward to talking again very soon. It's 8:53 here on WMAL.